from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So Tua gets his contract. Everybody can rest a little easier. Tyreek Hill has tweeted out a big smiley face emoji.
That's a good friend.
It's not BS. He loves Tua.
Yes.
Right? Because when he first got here and he started talking, singing the praises of Tua, and we were all like, what's going on? This is not BS. He is so clear that he likes Tua, throwing him the ball. He's thrilled, obviously. You know Mike McDaniel is thrilled. Like, I would say everyone has got to be. Josh Appel said it in the 2 o'clock hour. This is one of those scenarios. Both parties really benefit from each other. 100%. Dolphins benefit from Tua being there. Tua benefits from the Dolphins having his back. Hard Rock Bet has tweeted out, players since 2022 with at least 50 passing touchdowns, 8,000 passing yards, and a 100 passer rating, Tua Tagovailoa. End of list. And they write, if you don't think Tua should get paid, you're just a hater.
Yes. And Tyreek, what numbers he did. He leaves one of the best quarterbacks of all time, comes here. He wanted to get his work, and he got it. Number one receiver in the league statistically and all that. And, yes, questions about Tua. You can talk about on and off the field, what Brian Flores and Chan Gailey and all the slappies before McDaniel did to him. But, like I said, as soon as he made it, him with McDaniel is a beautiful combination for the Dolphins, for Tua, for McDaniel, for everyone.
Unfortunately, it's a tough schedule at the beginning of the season.
He better earn his money. I'm gonna turn into he better earn his money guy now.
What did you say? Jeff Darlington tweeted out Solana.
So he quote tweeted the Marcel Louis Jacques tweet, just kind of breaking down the specifics of the deal. He says, without seeing full nuance of the contract, the simple numbers feel very fair. A tad more, $0.1 million per year than Goff, but a little less, $3 million in guarantees. Market deal without resetting the market, at least in terms of the negotiation, this feels like a win-win. Onward.
That seems like a great point from Darlington, right? Yeah. So he gets this massive deal. He's now the third highest paid quarterback. Third pie.
Third piest. Go ahead.
Third highest paid quarterback in the league. But the Dolphins can say, yeah, we did not reset the market on this.
Mm-hmm.
He's slotted exactly kind of where he should be. Again, knowing that Patrick Mahomes is not slotted in the top 7, 8, whenever. They didn't give him $65 million a year. They gave him, Tua said it himself, right? The market is the market. This is a deal that is exactly the market.
Yes. And the guys we're talking about, he jumped over. He's 0.1 million more than Goff per year. He's right there with him. The guys that got paid this season over. Think about it, over Watson, over Kyler Murray, over Lamar Jackson, over Justin Herbert. Like, yeah, he wanted to get paid, but it's not like they're jumping out the window and doing nothing crazy. They're paying. The market's the market. He's right there in the top five where he wanted to be. Beautiful, both sides. It's beautiful.
I feel very good. I hope Dolphins fans feel really good. I hope you're going into the weekend now. Like, yeah, I feel really good. Jimmy, you're a big Dolphins fan. You feel really good?
I feel great.
I just feel like this is something that it's to me an acknowledgement that Tua is A, the best quarterback since Dan Marino, B, a franchise quarterback, and C, someone who the Dolphins believe will lead them to a Super Bowl victory. Because I guarantee you, we talked about it this week. I guarantee you, Stephen Ross had to put that ultimatum before Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer and the entire brain trust. I'll give them whatever you say, whatever you guys say we should give them. Is this the guy who is going to lead us to a Super Bowl parade? We watched the city go crazy for the Florida Panthers. We've seen the city go crazy several times for the Miami Heat. Is this the guy who is going to lead us to a Super Bowl victory? And based on the contract we see right now, Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, and everyone else answered in the affirmative. And I think that's a good feeling, because it's, you know, again, you mentioned that the Tannehill contract, like, he was always the guy you're like, well, if everything goes perfectly and we've seen some flashes, I feel like Tua has been more than that. I you know, again, I know I don't have a lot to rest on when it comes to big wins against great teams or playoff wins, but I feel like I saw enough last season and the entirety of his career here to say this guy is going to lead us to the promised land. I really feel like it.
I think this show is a microcosm of the fan base, because three of us believe he is the best quarterback since Marino. He is the franchise. He can give us a Super Bowl. But there's the other side, which Solana's on, that he gets hurt too much. I haven't seen anything postseason. I haven't seen any success, you know, after, you know, in January and February. So I think the same people that were questioning the contract are the same people that now are questioning the contract, post-contract and pre-contract.
I'm not questioning the contract. I expected him to get paid, by the way. I was hoping the Dolphins wouldn't, but I was expecting this contract, exactly. And I do believe, because I don't think it's an argument, that he's the best quarterback since Marino. He is. Like, that's not up for debate. But, yeah, I have questions. 1-6 last year against playoff teams. Because I had an article, what AFC quarterbacks, this is on CBSSports.com, I was going to read it to you guys, are under the most pressure to win this year. And number two was Tua Tagovailoa, and they highlight, great season last year early on, but 1-6 when you factor in the playoff loss against playoff teams last year, a negative 110-point differential versus those playoff teams, which is the second worst by a team that made the postseason all time. And as a starter in the NFL, Tua is 6-14 against playoff teams. That right there perfectly defines where my doubts creep in about him taking us to the promised land. Can we be a perennial playoff contender with Tua Tagovailoa? Absolutely. I have no doubt about that. Can he get better? Absolutely. No doubt about that. But I'm not still certain he could be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Doesn't mean I'm not happy for the dude, though, you know?
And again, you can't argue the facts that Solana's giving you, because that's not opinion. Those are facts. Those are actual numbers. Yeah. So I get it. You have to be able to look past that and go, okay, what is he going to do in the future? Because Jared Goff wasn't a great quarterback till he was a great quarterback. Matt Stafford wasn't a great quarterback till he was a great quarterback. Peyton Manning couldn't win a Super Bowl up until he won a Super Bowl, you know? I feel good.
I do too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.